Coming up on KSDP News, a virus could be harming beaked birds around the state. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Monday, July 10th, 2017. Bogoslaw volcano has exploded 5 times since Saturday in a series of small eruptions. This morning, the volcano blew for about 8 minutes. The brief blast follows 2 pairs of short explosions on Saturday and Sunday. An aviation warning has been issued for planes flying near the volcano. Scientists say ashfall is possible on Unalaska, but it's unlikely to have any effect in the town. Bogoslaw has erupted more than 50 times since December. It's been more than 2 weeks since state lawmakers passed an operating budget, but the legislators' special session hasn't ended yet. Senators are returning to Juneau today after a break, but it's unclear whether the House and Senate will reach any further agreements before they gavel out on Saturday. APRN's Andrew Kitcherman has the story.
Many lawmakers wanted to get out of Juneau after they voted to pass the budget. And while Governor Bill Walker asked them to consider a bill changing oil and gas taxes shortly after the budget vote, they still decided to leave. There have been no public meetings on the legislation, House Bill 111, but Democratic Representative Chris Tuck says the House didn't formally adjourn because majority caucus members still wanted to make changes to oil and gas taxes.
We weren't going to pull the rug out of underneath the governor adding to the call, House Bill 111. It's something that we're very passionate about.
Without any public progress on the bill, lawmakers have just met in technical sessions, which prevented them from adjourning the special session. But there are too few lawmakers present to take any official action. The oil and gas tax bill is the only item on the agenda. And while the Senate majority wants to pass a version of the bill that ends a type of oil and gas tax credit, House members say they want a broader compromise. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the Senate proposal to end oil and gas tax credits that can be cashed in, retroactive to July 1st, isn't realistic.
What we've learned is that that's not really a doable proposal, that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to implement a mid-year tax change like that. And so I'm not sure if it was just a political gimmick or if it was really a serious proposal.
The legislature also hasn't agreed on a capital budget. The state could lose out on federal money for roads if it doesn't pass a capital budget by the end of September. It's not clear when lawmakers plan to take up the capital budget again, or if Walker will add it to this special session or to a third special session later this year. Lawmakers also haven't passed a plan to balance the state's budget in the long term. Instead, the legislature voted to spend $2.5 billion from a piggy bank, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. That reserve doesn't have enough money to cover a similar draw next year. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Republican Senator Kathy Geisel has responded to House comments by saying it is realistic to end tax credits mid-year. She also says she's optimistic the Senate and the House will reach a compromise. It's been almost 20 years since birds with unusually long beaks first appeared in Alaska in large numbers. The birds' beak grow at twice the normal rate, and they often die from starvation because they can't feed themselves. As KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports, researchers now believe a virus may be causing the deformities.
Homer resident Michael Craig first noticed the bird at his feeder about 6 years ago. It was a black-capped chickadee, and he knew right away that something wasn't right.
I watched it over a period of perhaps 3 months, and I watched the bill growing longer and longer, and watched it having more and more trouble getting sunflower seeds.
Each day, the chickadee returned to Craig's bird feeder. As he watched, its beak grew almost 2 inches long, about 4 times longer than normal, and it began to look a little scruffy.
Normally, their feathers are smooth and, you know, smooth-edged. It was just rough. I mean, there was little feathers sticking up all over the place. And at the time, we had not a clue what was going on.
Normally, beak deformities occur in less than 1% of wild birds. But in Alaska, researchers have found so-called twisted beaks in over 6% of black-capped chickadees and 17% of northwestern crows. Wildlife biologist Colleen Handel works at the USGS Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. She's been investigating this issue for nearly 20 years. Handel says beak deformities can be debilitating for birds because they can't pick up seeds or crack them open. Birds with deformed beaks also have trouble grooming themselves.
Their feathers will get dirty and matted. A lot of them look like they have a mohawk. They just can't keep their feathers clean. Essentially, they lose their little down jacket in the wintertime and they can't stay warm enough to stay alive.
Handel and her colleagues think they may have finally pinned down the cause of the beak deformities, a virus.
In 100% of the birds with the beak deformities that we tested, 100% of those birds had this virus present.
But what virus was it? Every organism has a unique genetic code, like a fingerprint. To identify the virus, Handel and her colleagues used a computer library of known genetic sequences and looked for a match.
What we found was there was no perfect match for this virus.
That means scientists have never seen this particular virus before, but it's related to a family of viruses that affect ducks, chickens, and other domesticated birds. Handel points out that just because birds with deformed beaks have this virus, we can't assume it causes the deformity. The next step is to test whether birds experimentally infected with the virus develop beak deformities.
This new discovery of the virus is the strongest lead we have thus far, and thus we're really excited that maybe we've actually found the cause. So now the fun begins in terms of designing an experiment to demonstrate whether or not it actually is causing them.
She's dedicated years of her career to solving the mystery of beak deformities in Alaska's birds, but Handel says that's just the nature of science.
It does tell the story of how long sometimes scientific research takes to unfold the answers, and part of it is persistence, and then part of it is also technological advances. So these techniques that we're using now for genetic screening, we didn't have those 20 years ago.
And her research team isn't wasting any time. They're already planning their next study to determine whether the newly discovered virus causes beak deformities in birds. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.
And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.